Hello there, Margarita here, mindset mentor and lightworker from Pitbull, talking to you about where the magic happens in relation to you achieving wealth, success, freedom and happiness in your life. Now, of course, the magic happens outside of your comfort zone. I know that I'm preaching to the converted. I know that you've heard all this before, but what I'm going to do today is address some myths and misconceptions that some people think when they think about getting out of their comfort zone. Because most people, when they think about getting out of their comfort zone, they think that has to be something really big and really scary. And it doesn't. What it means is getting out of your comfort zone, yes, it's something that challenges you. It's something that you haven't necessarily done before. It's something where it's going to get you on a learning curve, so a steep learning curve. It's something that's probably going to frustrate you because you're not going to be very good at it in the beginning if you're learning some new skills. And it's something that your comfort zone means that not necessarily that you're afraid. You don't have to be afraid to be out of your comfort zone. It just means that you are breaking new ground. Now, breaking new ground is absolutely and totally essential. And being willing to fail at something, particularly something new, is also essential. I love the saying, anything worth doing is worth doing badly. Because when you're learning new skills and you're trying something new, then you are bound to do it badly for the first time. Somebody who becomes a concert pianist doesn't sit down on the very first day and play a master concerto. It just doesn't happen that way in our reality. You've got to go through the learning process, and this is what makes the achievement of your goal so incredibly rewarding. It's this learning process. It's the willingness to try something new, to fail at something, to grow through the process, because this is the whole point of doing what we do. It's the growth. It's the stretching of who we are. It's becoming somebody new. This is what is so exciting about achieving your big goals and dreams. Now, what I do always say is that if your goals and dreams don't scare you, at least just a little bit, then they're not worthy of you. It doesn't mean you need to be terrified. It just means it needs to be that part of you that there's an edge. And it might not be that it's fear. It might just be that there's a sense of excitement about it. And that you might think to yourself sometimes, oh my God, I can't believe I'm actually doing this. But getting out of your comfort zone doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be scared out of your wits. In fact, if you're scared out of your wits, then this fear is something that's unreasonable that could stop you. It's a fear. It's a projection. So all fear is projection. You are projecting something into the future about what it is that you're going to do or what it is that you're attempting to do that is not necessary. It doesn't have to be a part of it. So in order to get over that fear, think about what it is that you're afraid of. What are you projecting about this goal, this action that you're about to take? Is it that you're afraid of other people's rejection or loss? Is it that you're afraid of change? Is it that you're afraid of the unknown? Is it that you're afraid to get hurt? What is it? Is it that you're afraid of failure? So find out what the fear is and overcome the fear with, you know, my favorite go-to tool is emotional freedom technique or EFT tapping. Find the fear and then clear the fear, but still get out of your comfort zone. So I hope this makes sense. I highly, 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 highly encourage you to get out of your comfort zone every single day. Be prepared to fail at something every single day. Be prepared to fail at something several times a day to be able to grow, to break new ground, to be able to achieve your goals and dreams by becoming a new person, by being able to master new skills, by acquiring new knowledge, by meeting new people, by stepping up and being the best that you can possibly be every single day. And the only thing that you have to do is be better than the person you were yesterday. As long as you are just better than you were yesterday, you are doing fantastic. You are reaching and growing and getting closer to your goals and dreams. Even when sometimes it doesn't feel like it. You know, sometimes we feel like we're striving and striving and striving and we're challenging ourselves and we're doing this and we're doing it, and it looks on the surface like nothing is happening. But what is happening is we are growing, we are learning, we are developing, we are learning new skills, we are learning what doesn't work to find out what does work. And that is massive progress. Never ever dismiss or determine your level of progress by how much closer you perceive you are to your goal. If you have just grown a little bit that day, then you are closer to your goal, even if the things that you tried didn't seem to get you the results that you wanted, didn't seem to get you closer to your goals. The process of elimination is still progress. If you find something that doesn't work, that's still progress because you're closer to the thing that doesn't work. In sales, they say that every no gets you closer to a yes. So overcome your fear of rejection, overcome your fear of failure, overcome the fear of change, the fear of loss, the fear of not being good enough. Overcome all that fear. Use the tools that I give you in the Pitbull community at pitbullmindset.com to overcome these projections of fear that are holding you back, because these are going to stop you from living the life that you truly deserve to live and from achieving your goals and dreams. So that's it from me, all about where the magic happens outside of your comfort zone. And do you know why the magic happens outside of your comfort zone? It's because you are breaking new ground. Nothing new can happen, as Einstein said. Doing the same thing and expecting different results is actually sheer insanity. So if you want new results, if you want magic to happen, you've got to try new things. You've got to get out of your comfort zone. You've got to grow into a new person, and you will see magic happens, because that's when the universe shows up and does a lot of the hard work for you. You've got to show up and at least be prepared to do some of the work. But the universe will actually do most of the hard work for you when you show that you are serious about what you want and you're serious about doing whatever it takes to achieve it. So that's it from me. If you would like more from the Pitbull community and the Pitbull files, then go to Pitbull Mindset, join the community there, and I look forward to seeing you in the community. Take care until the next podcast. Have an exceptional day.